This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Yesterday's protesters from the group Extinction Rebellion did their part to increase carbon emissions by blocking access to Waterdale Bridge in Edmonton, Burrard Street Bridge in Vancouver, in Victoria, the Johnson Street Bridge, causing massive traffic congestion, which in turn increases carbon emissions, as well as making people late for work. But they sure got a lot of coverage, despite the small numbers of participants in most cases. I guess it's the traffic tie-ups, because otherwise there's not much newsworthy about climate activists trying to prevent people from working. I mean, they've been doing that for years with the goal of putting 400,000 people out of work in Canada's energy industry. Yesterday, though, I didn't hear much about the protesters' goals, and more importantly, I didn't hear anything about the specific actions they want government to take to achieve one of their principal goals, i.e. to get rid of fossil fuels and go to zero emissions in just over 5 years. You know what? For a group that says we should listen to the scientists, it's more than ironic that they won't be able to find one who thinks that's doable. It's not like we have a shortage of climate alarmists demanding an end to carbon emissions, but we certainly have a shortage of realistic, practical solutions. Extinction Rebellion doesn't say a word about the massive number of people they'd put out of work. Nothing about what life looks like without air travel, no shipping by freighters, and heating homes in the winter. I mean, they are pushing a massive negative growth agenda, and they don't address a single consequence. And just like last week's student climate protesters, the Extinction Rebellion doesn't even mention what actions individuals should take. I would have loved to have seen Greta Thunberg telling students to give up cell phones or no more getting driven around everywhere and give up those petroleum-based clothes like the latest basketball sneaker. But no, which goes a long way to explaining why progress is difficult. It's always someone else who's got to do something. You know, a recent Ipsos Global poll found that only 8% of Canadians were willing to pay between $101 and $200 a year to fight climate change. Polls also tell us that the vast majority of drivers aren't willing to give up driving to fight climate change. I mean, the protesters are deluding themselves if they think that anything changed yesterday. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.